I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in, and I'm glad you could join us for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Oh my goodness, we've just been having so much fun. There's just been so many cool technical things going on. I've been enjoying myself a whole lot. So, get in on the fun and join me here at Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, or, as we like to call it, DrBill.TV. You say, why DrBill.TV? Well, because it's internet television, and I'm Dr. Bill. There you go. So anyway, go to DrBill.TV. You can watch this netcast that you're watching right now, and you can watch all the previous netcasts that we've done. Lots of cool technical information available. By the way, want to remember to tell you, we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Amen. You need to get involved with what's going on at techpodcast.com, I'm telling you. Because they've got, let me tell you, they got things like the Mike Tech Show. They got things like Geek News Central. They got things like the Bagel Tech. What is Bagel Tech? I mean, I like bagels. Little cream cheese, bagels. Bagel? But anyway, there's some weird podcasts out there. But you're going to enjoy all of them because they all have neat things to share with you about technology. That's what the Tech Podcast is all about. Yeah. Also, I mentioned, if you got a Roku box, if you have a Boxy box, if you have a lot of these internet streaming boxes, you can get Blueberry, blueberry.com, and you can get Tech Podcast Network right over your Roku, Boxy, IPTV streaming boxes. I don't know about Apple TV. I don't have an Apple TV. As far as that goes, I don't even have a Roku yet, but I'm looking to get one. Got my eye on one. So anyway, I'll let you know how that goes. We'll do a review of it when I get one in, all right? Sounds fun. Anyway, I'm getting all off in various directions all at once. You can only go so many directions at once. Anyway, let's look at the tech news. Mozilla sounds like some kind of cheese. No, that's mozzarella. Anyway, Mozilla releases Beta 7 of Firefox 4. Beta 7 of Firefox 4. Anyway, Firefox 4, of course, is the next version of the Firefox web browser that's going to come out. And I don't know about you, just between you and me right now, Firefox has just gotten a little bloated, a little slow, you know? So I actually switched to Chrome. You know, as much as I love Firefox, I ended up switching to Chrome because it's so much faster. Well, guess what? They claim that this coming version, version 4 of Firefox, is going to be way faster than version 3.6, which is the current production version of Firefox. I'm looking forward to that because I like Firefox. I really do. Next item, Red Hat announces Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6.0, another version number, which, as you may know, in the Linux world means this is a big release. They do like dot versions for small releases and bug fixes and patches and things along that line. But version 6, that's a big one, all right? So version 6 is out. I'm looking forward to getting... No, not Red Hat Enterprise Linux, but CentOS, which is the copy of Red Hat, where they've stripped out all the Red Hat logos, and of course, since it's open source, they make it available for free. So you can go to CentOS.org and check out CentOS Linux. That's the one that I use for all of my Linux servers. Okay, so you get a real thumbs up from the doctor on that one. Next item, the RIM are the people that make BlackBerry. The RIM playbook will be under $500. Now, this is kind of cool. There's a guy at work, okay, Rich. He's the guy, actually, that I mentioned last week about the little hint that was, you know, going from Japan to China. And you went and did that now, didn't you? That little miniature geek project. If you didn't, go back and read that little thing and do it. But Rich sent me that. But anyway, Rich is our BlackBerry guy. You know, he does all the BlackBerry phone stuff for the hospital where we work. And he is excited about the playbook. He's wanting to get his hands on one when they come out. Not quite out yet, but they're going to be coming out soon. And when they do, I want to get one. See, I'm going to borrow it from him. And I'm going to get one and play with it a little bit myself. And maybe we'll do a review of it right here on the Dr. Bill Netcast. That would be cool. So, there you go. I think it's going to be fun to play with. Is it going to be the iPad for business? I don't know. We'll see. But I tell you what, one thing about BlackBerry, they know business pretty well. So I think it's probably going to be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to getting hands on it. Now, I got to play with an iPad a little bit because my brother-in-law, John Wood, who works at the Center for Creative Leadership, he let me play with his just a little bit. Oh, man. Awesome, cool technology. I loved it. I'd like to have one myself, but oh, well. Anyway, maybe you'll send me one, right? No. Okay. Next item. Facebook is building a new data center right here in North Carolina. Dude. Google already built a data center here in North Carolina. And now Facebook's building a data center in North Carolina. Because we rock here in North Carolina. What can I say? All right. You know, I'm just a proud North Carolinian. But anyway, I was pretty jazzed about this, that they're building a data center. I mean, you know, I'm not a huge Facebook fan, but it's okay. I like it all right. But, hey, more bucks for North Carolina sounds good to me. You know what I mean? All right, whoa! That drum roll again. I need it to be calmer. Maybe just the tapping instead of... Anyway... The drum roll is telling us it's time for another Geek Software of the Week. And the Geek Software of the Week this week is FinStation. And this FinStation is a special Linux distribution. We call it distro for short. And it allows you to boot off of a CD, or you can put it on the hard drive, but there's a live CD you can use too. And it will run various clients, Citrix clients, NX, No Machine clients, all these different clients. The one I'm excited about is right out of the box, it runs VMware Vue's Open Client 4. I've got a picture of it on the website, drbill.cc. Check it out. Allows you to connect and basically turn an old PC into a thin client. Now, some of your PCs are so old, you can't use them for anything anymore, but you can use them for a FinStation client. Check it out. It will be good for those of you that need to recycle your old PCs and do something with them that's useful and worthwhile. As they said in Hitchhiker's, splendid and worthwhile. Yeah. All right, next item. Will Facebook's Project Titan, we were talking about Facebook earlier, building the data center here in North Carolina. Will Facebook's Project Titan challenge Gmail? They're going to release it this coming Monday. I'm recording this on a Saturday. Then we got Sunday. Then we got Monday. That's when they're supposed to release it. So we'll see how that comes out. You'll be able to have an at Facebook.com address. Is that good or bad? I don't know. And you'll be able to have basically Facebook Mail, just like you've got Google-based Gmail. Are they going to give them a run for their money? I don't know. My question is, do you really want Facebook handling your email? I mean, there's a lot of stuff in email that needs to be kind of private. Facebook has not impressed me with their privacy, I'm sorry to say. So we'll see. Maybe they'll get a clue, okay? A lot of people that worked for Google are now working for Facebook. So, yeah, maybe, okay? Could be that it will be all right. We'll check it out. I think I'll just jump on it and get an account just to try it and see what it's like, if nothing else. So, you know, I kind of like to experiment with things like that. That's just the way I roll, you know what I mean? All righty, well, that's just about all the time we have for this netcast. You need to go out there and be as geeky as possible. Just like the doctor. Until next time, the doctor is out of here.